it was another great event. We had people working in all four states of the watershed, as far north as Pittsburgh and Littleton, New Hampshire, and then all the way down near the mouth of the river. And it was Boy Scout troops, Girl Scout troops, church groups. We had the UMass men's rowing team, the UMass men's rowing team, the U.S. Geological Survey, the Environmental Police, Lane Construction. You name it, they were out there helping out.
It's the Connecticut River watershed is the cleanup area, so it's not just along the banks of the river. You go off into the tributaries and other areas as well, correct?
That's right. So there were groups working throughout the watershed, and so we had a big group in Greenfield that works along the Green River, and then we had folks up along the Deerfield, obviously, and working on the Farmington and the Black River. So there are over 30 tributaries, major tributaries to the Connecticut River, and we had folks working on a lot of them. Generally, people touch, by their estimates, 100, 125 miles of shoreline. So the groups I was working with, we ran around a big island and about a mile and a half of shoreline that we scouted with our group.
And where was that? Where were you working? And describe the activities for me. What did you clean up?
Sure. So I was working in Hadley and Northampton, and we operated out of the Sportsman's Marina. And I was working with some members of the Yankee Rowing Club and the UMass Women's Rowing Team and the Men's Rowing Team. And we actually worked on Friday with the Environmental Police. And what we did was we pulled an old abandoned dock that had been left to, frankly, be a navigation hazard and an eyesore. And the Environmental Police towed five dock sections down to a public landing area. And then what we did there was bust it apart and put it in a 30-yard dumpster that was donated by the city of Northampton. And then there were small motor skiffs that were working about a mile of shoreline along the Northampton side. And they pulled up a lot of scrap metal and tires and old road pylons that had fallen into the river. And then another group took a small skiff upriver and cleaned an abandoned campsite on an island. So we were working pretty exclusively from boats because many of the sites are only boat accessible. So the folks that cleaned what's called Boy Scout Island pulled a 16-foot skiff full of beer cans and trash and wood and old busted up platform. And those folks said they were tired of rowing by it every day and seeing it really trashed. So they took a morning and tossed it in the boat, brought it downstream, and we threw it in a dumpster, and it's on its way to where it should have been put in the first place.
Now, I understand you cleaned up a big tire dump on the Deerfield River. Can you tell me about that?
Sure. That was another project that went very well. That's part of the Green River cleanup, and that's one of the larger groups that work. Several hundred people come out to Greenfield and scatter around the area. So with the help of Lane Construction, they had an actual crane, and they were, a lift arm. They pulled between 800 and 1,000 tires out of what is basically a drainage swale. Unfortunately, over the years, tires were thrown into that ditch to stop erosion, they thought. But what it had the effect of was increasing erosion. So it's a big gully filled with tires. And the folks said they took 800 to 1,000 out of them. And you can't even tell that they've started. So there are probably 1,000 more in this drainage gully that, and a lot of the tires are washed into the deer field there. And we pulled them out, took them up to the Greenfield transfer station, and there were folks from the county jail and some of the fire department folks there that were rinsing the tires off, getting all the dirt off of them. And then there's a program by Bridgestone Firestone that takes tires for recycling. So all those tires will be picked up by the Tires Forward program and appropriately recycled and turned into other things. So there's more to do on that site. It will be several years to get the tires out and then restore that stream with trees and vegetation so that you can have nature stop the erosion.
Is the watershed, the Connecticut River watershed, getting cleaner? Is there less trash out there, less debris?
You know, we actually were pleased that two groups called us and said, you know what, the places we've cleaned every year have stayed clean, and we're not going to register this year. So we really hope that we can put ourselves out of business. So, yes, we do see locations where it is getting cleaner and there's less trash each year. Some sites have stayed clean. And we did some work last year where we provide cleanup groups with metal signage that they can put up at their locations. And it says, this site was cleaned up by volunteers. Please keep it clean. You know, we're trying that message. So if people know that people spend a morning of their volunteer time to clean up their rivers, maybe that'll help that illegal disposal. And then we're also working on policy to be able to solve the incentives to dump illegally. You know, a lot of people will dispose of trash because they don't want to pay the fee. So working in Vermont and Connecticut on legislation that would work to establish systems for free disposal of tires. There's a lot of work happening with many different forms of consumer products. I'm sure you followed some of these with mercury-containing products or electronics, mattresses, paint. We want to fold tires into that category of products where there's no longer an economic incentive to roll it down the bank into the river. So one day, we'll be out of business.